Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Honoree. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 15 with verses 1 through 6. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." He said to them in reply, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever curses father or mother shall die. But you say, 'Whoever says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is dedicated to God,' need not honor his father. You have nullified the word of God for the sake of your tradition." Jesus always expresses the right way to love, the right way to have faith, the right way to express hope, the right way to interpret God's word, the right way to admonish others, something Jesus places in our lap to do when we see it or encounter the wrong or the right being amplified. What we have to learn to do is love while we admonish. Remain as Jesus in all circumstances, providing love by the way we listen and react to the wrong over right. We have to learn we can't shove others' mistakes into their faces with the thrust of anger. We have to learn to remain calm, even in the midst of fury, ready to protect yourself or others, but willing to listen to the one who is making grave mistakes as a way of life. Jesus asks us to be the example of everything that salvation gives in way of life eternal, which is obviously the joy of living redeemed, where we share his love, his faith, and his hope of grace, overcoming all that is wrong over right, knowing we have to forgive any situation, and never deny our Lord as fact. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. In the name of Tom McMillan, Lord, we're praying for those that we've known in our past. We're struggling right now with pain, struggling with health issues, struggling with life. We pray for those today, Lord. Today we're on a day 8. A novena prayer for my cousin Cheryl and Joe. Continue perpetual prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We begin chapter 15 today with verses 1 through 6. We've got a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, "Wrong over right, amplified. Jerusalem brought scribes and Pharisees to reckon. Jesus questioned about elders' tradition broken. Disciples wash not hands before meals in question. Replying Jesus, God's commandment broken, your token. Mother and father honor, says God, you abhor. Die anyone, mother or father cursed. Say you, mother or father rehearsed, God dedicate support yours to work. Father, his honor not mistake, God's word nullified, for tradition yours sake. Wrong over right, amplified. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's March 24th, 2023. I'm recording this morning with the angels at 4:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterance.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. So much travesty in the world today. So much tradition being broken. We just ask that you call out to the name of Jesus as we close today at 7:11, thinking of Jesus in all things. We pray for our good friends John and Marie as we do each day and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thanks for joining us. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.